Well, clearly the Alaska Marine Highway System, that's the highway system for Southeast, just every bit as much as roads are for South Central and the interior. And so what we announced today was I'm asking the legislature to help us move forward, get the total of $120 million moving by July so that we can begin building a new Alaska-class ferry.
Representative Wilson has suggested a transportation endowment fund. You did mention that that might be a little difficult this year. Why and what would the impact be if it were to come to pass?
Well, first, I've taken a different approach. I've said I'm making transportation infrastructure my priority in the budget, and really that's what it takes. It takes an executive and it takes a legislature making transportation a priority. It's one of our infrastructures, one of our constitutional requirements. I'm meeting those constitutional requirements in our budget. A transportation endowment that the representative has suggested, we've spoken about it. I've said that I'll keep an open mind about it. What I indicated at the lunch is that I think it's going to find some tough sledding in the legislature this year.
One of the most discussed bills here in Southeast is actually a federal bill, Sea Alaska Lands Selection Legislation. Does your administration have a stance on that, and specifically the approach to timber in that bill?
Well, I have been briefed by Sea Alaska on it and have had discussions in my administration about it. At this point, I'm supportive of anything that helps to open up more timber for jobs and more economic development. If this is one way to go there, then I'm supportive of it.
Mm-hmm. What about public sentiment? I mean, how much, as the debate goes forward, you know, again, a federal bill, but yeah. Public sentiment on a state level, how would that impact the your feelings?
Well, bottom line is I'm fighting for economic development here. So when the Tongass was tied up, the logjam timber sale was tied up, and I knew that Southeast Alaska was dependent on those timber jobs, I called Secretary Vilsack at Department of Agriculture and said, Alaskans want and need these jobs. Please open up that timber sale. So to the extent that this will create jobs and opportunities for Alaskans, I'm supportive and can weigh in.
In terms of capital projects, and you talked also about deferred maintenance.
Yeah, a lot.
I noticed that a lot of the things on the capital list are some of the things that you mentioned in terms of deferred maintenance, road improvements to the state highways, Pioneer Home and the airport. But in terms of the capital, capital budget, how does your approach to the capital budget differ from that of your predecessors?
Well, this year's capital spending request is greater than last year. We are at a place where we need new infrastructure to create economic opportunity. We need the jobs, and yet we also need to take a 10-year view of things. In other words, we're not going to spend it all now so that we don't have it in leaner times. And putting all that together, I've asked legislators to join me in spending money on deferred maintenance, ongoing maintenance, and even on some new buildings and a new ferry and some new roads as well.
There seems to be a little bit of difference in the size of the capital budget the legislature would like and maybe the size that the administration is looking for. Any possibility that could lead to vetoes down the road, or what does it look like long term there?
Well, I don't use that word this early in session. That is a pretty inflammatory word among legislators, and having been there, I know that. I've told them what my spending limits are. I've said, please work with me on these, and let's see where we go with the session.
Sitka had $2 million in passenger tax, cruise ship passenger tax money coming in, and it was vetoed under the previous administration. I'm wondering if intervention in that spending is appropriate for the governor's office, in your opinion, or how this administration will handle cruise ship tax money.
Well, clearly the governor retains those veto rights that you're describing. Whether that would happen again, it's too early to tell. Frankly, I think those head taxes ought to be spent on improvements in coastal communities and to the communities impacted and affected by cruise ship passenger traffic. So it really is too early to tell, I want to see the entire package and the intent that the legislature puts behind their spending.
Shifting gears a little to capital creep, you had a pretty strong message there.
Well, for years I've said there's no reason to move the capital. We're going to keep it in Juneau. We're going to make it more accessible to people, and I'm not going to pit one segment of our state against another. So I wouldn't rip a segment of the economy out of South Central or Southwest Alaska to put it in somewhere else. And similarly, I wouldn't rip the capital or try to rip the capital out of Juneau to put it somewhere else and strip out a portion of the economy. We're here to grow the economy, not redistribute it.
Senator Bert Stedman has a bill on making the governor's duty station officially designated as Juneau. Do you feel that that's necessary?
Well, listen, my family and I live in Juneau now. We moved. We've, you know, rented our place out in Anchorage. We don't have access to it. We've moved to Juneau. I think Juneau is a great community to live in. I plan to live there as long as I'm governor, and our family does as well. So I don't need a bill to bring me to Juneau. I appreciate the people of Juneau. I appreciate their warmth, their hospitality. You know, I love the people of Anchorage, and I've got great friends there, and I've spent over 30 years of my life there. So I don't need that kind of a bill, but I understand what the message that's trying to be sent.
Okay. Last serious question here. There's a bill to expand the size of the state legislature. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's born out of fear of what might occur with population shifts under the new census. And, you know, frankly, let's wait and see what the census says. Let's determine that. I think our constitutional framers had it right, you know, 40 and 20, 40 in the House and 20 in the Senate. But again, I'm open. I haven't seen the public hearings on it at this point, and I'll keep an open mind about it.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
I have watched some. I've enjoyed the skiing and some of the luge as well, although it was obviously the tragedy there was something I didn't want to see.
Yeah. So when's the Anchorage bid?
I hadn't thought about that because we came through that in the 80s as at one point. I'm not sure whether there's a new bid coming forward at this point.
All right, Governor, thanks for your time.
Thanks.